This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More is being learned about the young man accused of opening fire on a 4th of July parade in the state of Illinois. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
21-year-old Robert Cremo III is accused of killing seven people, wounding dozens of others in an attack on an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois. State's attorney Eric Reinhart says he's charged with seven counts of first-degree murder.
A mandatory life sentence should he be convicted, without the possibility of parole.
Investigators say police were called to two incidents in 2019 involving Cremo, an apparent suicide attempt, and later in September, threats against family members. Despite all that, in December 2019, with his father as a sponsor, he applied for a state police gun owner's license. Through that, he legally bought five firearms, including the one used to fire some 70 rounds into the crowd on Monday. Vice President Kamala Harris tells the National Education Association meeting in Chicago,
"There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America."
I'm Tim McGuire.
The governor of the last remaining eastern province, partly under Ukraine's control, urged his more than 350,000 residents to flee as Russia escalated its offensive and air alerts were issued across nearly the entire country. The governor of Pavlo Kirilenko said that the getting people out of Donetsk province is necessary to save lives and enable the Ukrainian army better to defend towns from the Russian advance. The governor's call for residents to leave appeared to represent one of the biggest suggested evacuations of the war, although it's unclear whether people will be willing and safely able to flee. According to the UN Refugee Agency, more than 7.1 million Ukrainians are estimated to be displaced